G3. The Model of Being and Its Universal Laws. Number 9A.
So we have seen that Christian Science, as Mrs. Eddy presents it, is reduced to a system. The question is this system holistic? And that we can answer very easily, because that system is the interrelationship of the main categories of being, which we have seen are holistic. All three categories are holistic. So the interrelationship of holistic categories naturally must give also a holistic system. And this is what John Dolittle showed through that model of being, which we also call chart. This model of being which you have is showing nothing else but three categories intertwined. You have the category of the four levels here on the, what is that from your point of view, the left-hand side, are the category of the four levels. Then horizontally, you have the categories of the operational sense of the four sides of the holy city, Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. And the point of intersections are filled up with the third category of being, with the nature of God, or the seven synonymous terms for God. There is nothing else on this chart. So you can see that this chart contains the whole of being without any addition, nor is anything left out. So we have, with that chart, we have a holistic system. The chart as it is printed out and as it is looked at, I must be very clear now, as you see it, as it's printed out, is symbolizing a system. But we'll see that if we are approaching it then later from another angle, that very system is then also a structure, that it is also a cybernetic system, and that it is a holistic idea. So, first of all, let's stay with the system and just know the way it is printed out, and as you look at it, it seems to, illustrates or symbolizes the holistic system. Now, what is the application and the use of having a system? Well, a system means naturally that we are forced to think always in all the categories of the system. The system means that whatever we contemplate or whatever we have to handle, that the system tells us that every part, every problem, everything that we undertake must be holistic, a holistic system. And we have seen that very clearly, I would say, in the last few years when we were contemplating the first five chapters of the textbook from the point of view of text interpretation. We did text interpretation on the basis of a system, not on the basis of a linear thinking, of a linear wording. We have not read the textbook only horizontally, linearly, namely one word followed by the next word, by the next word, by the next word, linear way, one sentence followed by the next sentence, by the next sentence, by the next sentence, in a linear way, until we have read the whole chapter. We have not read the textbook in a linear way by reading the first chapter, then the second chapter, then the third chapter, then the fourth chapter, in a linear way. That is what every reader who has learned to read can do. And it's the common way of reading a book. Most books cannot be read differently. A novel, usually with some exceptions that exist, a novel can only be read linearly. It only makes sense when it is read linearly, but not the textbook. The textbook can only be understood when it is read on the basis of a system, because divine metaphysics is reduced to a system. So what we did in text interpretation was that we read the text first linearly, and then we listened to the linear development and could see that actually the tonality would constantly change through the interplay of other categories. So that we began to see not only that the first chapter was telling us something about the linear way of thinking from mind to spirit to soul to principle, life, truth and love, those seven prayers, but at the same time, when we were reading the prayer of mind, that we were constantly already reading also the subtone of spirit, of soul, of principle, life, truth and love, making really a system of the seven by seven. So that at the same time as we were reading linearly, we also were listening to the vertical breaking in of other categories, the seven by seven, which makes already a system. It is the interplay of the category of the seven with itself, the seven by seven, and so gives a structural or a systematic sense of the text. And in this way we could easily follow the reasoning and the logic of that text. I always said in the earlier times, and I still would say today, from experience, because in my earlier years as a student of the textbook, I always got mad at the text, not at Mrs. Eddy, but at the text, because I felt I can read any scientific book in the university and could understand it and would know and could follow the way of reasoning. But when I read the textbook, I never could follow the way of reasoning over more than half a page or 2 pages. It was just not possible. I could read 2 pages or 3 pages and then close it and then say to myself, now tell me what was the line of reasoning that I have been reading in the textbook, and I was absolutely not in the position to do so. And I still bet anything. I will still what we call eat the broom or put my hand into the fire, I think you say. If anyone who does not know the system can actually read more than 2 or 3 pages and tell me what is the line of reasoning, how the subject flows from one paragraph to the other, I still would bet anything that this is not possible. And that was really that irritating process that is, as we know today, that irritation is really an element of a cybernetic system, that only through irritation the cybernetic system comes properly into play by error excluding and by truth evolving activity. We'll talk about it when we come to cybernetics. It did the most to me. At that time, I never needed to work out problems. I didn't have problems. I was just a happy young chap without any big problems, and I just loved to read the textbook. But it irritated me endlessly. And I stuck to it because I knew it contained the truth, which I didn't find. And when one doesn't find the truth, one is irritated, and then one tries even harder to find it. And I think that was actually the reason why I wanted to meet John Dolly and go through his class, because I heard something about that he's showing something in an order. An order is not irritating. Disorder is irritating. So actually that irritation, not to be able to read 2-3 pages of the textbook and then know what I have read, this really brought me to science as a science. That's why I'm here. I wouldn't be here if that irritation would not have happened at that time. What was the solution? The solution was that we were trained all through our lives since time immemorial to read the text literally. And that reading the text linearly in the textbook makes no sense. You have to read it as a system, as various categories that are brought in into the text without telling on the margin, now I talk about category 1, now I talk about category 2, now I talk about category 3. One had to sense it oneself and find it out oneself. And once one has had a structured consciousness that was structured in the system of the 3 categories, then suddenly one could read the textbook very easily, so that one can very easily even rewrite the tonality of the textbook. So this is a big advancement to see that we have to have a system thinking model of consciousness within ourselves, so that when one reads a text, one reads at once all the categories that are involved and are not misled into just reading horizontally along a linear way. Now, for those who have not been with us over the last few years where we have done that text interpretation with the first 5 chapters, this may seem to be not quite clear. I have to leave that at that point because I can't repeat what we have been doing over 5 years. But those who know it, they know of what I am talking about. So we can see again, it always depends on the lens through which we read a text, on the grid through which we read a text. If that grid is just elements, we only read a lot of ideas in the text without order. We read the ideas, they are ideas, but they are not in order, they are not categorized, therefore they don't make much sense. That is the religious way of reading the textbook. It's perhaps even a metaphysical way of reading the textbook, but it is not more than just looking through the lens of elements. So we have seen later we take the categories and begin to read categories. And so we began to read the very same text, like prayer, through the category, say, of the 7. And because we knew the 7, we suddenly saw that the chapter on prayer is built up in an order, because we could detect in it that the first pages were talking about mind, the prayer of mind, then followed by the prayer of spirit and the prayer of soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And so through the lens of the categories, we already brought more order into the textbook. And suddenly the textbook would be speaking to us in a much more understandable way. Then we can see that if we go further and bring in a system, that then naturally we can read the very same text again, and we suddenly see that the prayer, that the chapter on prayer is not only a linear explanation of the seven, but it is a system in which the seven is intertwined with the seven as main tone and subtone. So the whole text of prayer we have seen is a 7x7 explanation of the attitude of prayer. Yeah? Shall I explain it otherwise? It's clear, huh? Well, it's better clear, huh? So, again, we can see if we approach it this way, we have a holistic system, because no one category is left out. The moment we would leave out one category, then we couldn't say it is a holistic system. So with this system, the chart, we have all the three main categories intertwined, and so gives us really the deep structure of being. The job that lies before us is naturally to culture ourselves away from just a linear way of thinking into a system thinking. That's what the conductor has to do. See, the conductor is the one who has really to have a system thinking in his consciousness. He has to know all the linear way of every instrument that is played, all the linear way, but he also has to know the vertical interplay, how the various instruments combine with each other, so that he has a system. And so only in this way he can be a good conductor. Now, a core is written that way. And actually, naturally, it would be nice if the textbook would be written that way. But this is not known in literature, that you write a textbook like a score.